Let's have a look at Cricket Northwest with Moose Pearce. G'day, mate.
Hey, Darren. How you going?
Oh, look, I'm going fine. So's the weather, and it looks like we're going to get all games in this weekend.
I was going to say to you, we want to read that weather forecast out again. It's been pretty dim of late, but yeah, we should get some cricket all weekend, which would be good.
Yeah, all right. So we'll start off with Greater Northern Cup first grade. So actually, we've got some games on, sort of partial games last week. So we had Mowbray. They beat the Burnie Hurricanes. Let's see. South Launceston beat Devonport. And Sheffield had a win over Launceston. So good win to Sheffield last week. Young Ethan Clark, kid got 67 last week. Very good.
Yeah, good effort from Ethan. Yeah, played Sheffield last year in first grade. And they kind of looked after him a bit, which was a good thing, only a young boy. But, yeah, good result.
Yeah, very good. All right, so let's have a look at this week. So we'll start off with the game at Westbury hosting La Trobe. How do you think La Trobe are going?
Yeah, well, La Trobe got washed out last week, so they haven't had a game of cricket, cricket for a while. They played for round one at Wynyard, and that was rain affected, and Wynyard just got overlined in a pretty close game. So yeah, a bit scratchy, I reckon. But in saying that, Westbury didn't play last week neither. So Westbury got a few wins under their belt, so you'd think they'd get a win. But hopefully La Trobe can be competitive.
Yeah. The game at Riverside. So Devonport off to Riverside tomorrow. I don't know much about Riverside this year.
Riverside have struggled this year. Played off in a grand final last year, I think, up in the north, and have struggled with the bat fair bit this year. But in saying that, Devonport last week in South Lonnie started well, but fell in a heap and got beaten. So pretty even contest, you would think. But Tyler Dell and Miles Barnard, I noticed, playing as well. So adds a bit of depth to their batting. So Devonport, if they can bat well, can get a total to defend, hopefully.
Mm. All right. Now, the game you're umpiring, you're up at West Park tomorrow. So Burnie hosting Launceston.
Yeah, well, Launceston got railed last week by Sheffield, so that's a good result for the Sheffield boys. But, Burnie went to Mowbray and didn't perform real well, bowled out for 90. So I'd expect them, that was their first game of the year as well, so I'd expect them second up to be better, Darren. So playing at West Park as well, so you'd expect a better performance from them.
Yeah, I've seen missing Sean Redmond, obviously, with them bowling.
Yeah, that's going to hurt them. Obviously, one of the key bowlers one of the key fast bowlers in the competition, let alone Burnie's side. So, they'll miss him, but hopefully after Christmas he'll be back. But still a reasonable batting side, so if they can score enough runs, they've got the bowling attack still to defend, a good total. But getting a good total is the key, I think.
Yeah. All right, that's at West Park tomorrow. Now, I'll be at home at River Road playing South, so interesting game. This will be a good one to watch, I reckon.
Yeah, it should be. South played well last week against Devonport, as I said before, got a win. But, obviously haven't played a game of cricket yet. They're A-grade, so you'd hopefully they'd hit the ground running and go all right, but they could be a bit scratchy first up. I suppose a lot of eyes would be on Olverson's import. There's been a lot of talk about it. Is he any good? But no one's seen him play yet. So
South African?
Yeah, South African Englishman, / Englishman, I think. So, it's Matt.
Bowling all-rounder, is he?
Bowling all-rounder, fast bowler, apparently. So he'd be keen to get out in the park. He'd come out to play cricket and sit down watching the rain for 3 or 4 weeks. So. It'd be an interesting game, but rely on Josh Walmsley and Jacob Snare to score their runs.
And Nathan Phillip, likewise, for South Lonnie.
Yeah, Nathan Phillip's the key there, obviously.
You got your big guns in the competition. You get them out, you're always in with a hot chance.
Yeah, Jacob Snare usually gets him pretty cheap, actually, for some reason. He's got the wood over him, so it'd be nice to...
With his left-arm darts, Snare just gets a million wickets.
It's easy to bowl that stuff.
All right, so that'll be a good game tomorrow. Now, Sheffield, so they're off to Mowbray tomorrow.
Took a lot of confidence, I suppose, out of last week's game, Sheffield, going down to Launceston and getting a win. So that was a really good win for Sheffield. So, a few blokes in form now with Ethan Clark getting some runs, Simo, Kingy. They're playing pretty well at the moment, so you'd think that they'd get the job done against Mowbray.
Yeah, great place to watch cricket and play cricket too, that.
Yeah, some good grounds, Riverside, Mowbray. They're both great little cricket grounds, so
So if you're anywhere near Mowbray tomorrow, that'd be a good game to duck your head in and have a look. So that means when you'd have the bye.
When you'd have the bye, yep.
All
good
right.
Time to have a bye, long weekend.
Sharma can put his feet up this weekend. All right. Now, second grade, I'll I'll just run through. Actually, no second grade played last weekend at all. All washed out.
All washed out, all called off pretty early too because grounds were too wet. So
yeah. Anyway, so this weekend we've got Devonport and Burnie at Devonport, Wynyard and Latrobe at Wynyard, and Sheffield and Ulverston at Sheffield. So good luck to second graders. You should get a full game in on Saturday. And the women, so round one in the women's competition last week. So Latrobe beat Devonport and Sheffield defeated Ulverston. So this weekend, so it's T20s, by the way, for the women, 5:30 start on Saturdays. Devonport against Wynyard and Ulverston against Latrobe. So that those games are the Devonport Oval and also it's at Ulverston, that one. So the Sheffield ladies have the bye this weekend. But there's a rep game coming up on Monday for the women.
Yeah, the rep games, East versus West. Kayla Summers done a lot of work with women's cricket over the last few years and come up with a concept to give the better players in the competition a longer form of the game.
Yeah.
So that kind of can lead into Raiders cricket later on for those better players. So, yeah, played at Devonport, I think, on Monday. So it's a good concept, well supported as well by the girls. It was well supported last year, and obviously long weekend, it's well supported again. So, yeah, it's a good idea, and it's hit the ground running.
I think so, because, you know, T20 cricket, sometimes, you know, if you're batting sometimes and if you're batting at number seven, you just don't get a bat.
Yeah, and with the depth in the women's cricket at the moment, it's getting better, obviously, but with the depth, there's a lot of girls at 40 over cricket regularly. You'd lose a bit of interest, I would have thought. So the T20s is good in that regard, but we need some longer form of the game for the better players, and this is it with a couple of three rep games against the North coming up as well. So yeah, some longer form cricket for the girls.
Yeah, and you've also got a rep game for boys under 16. So that's on Monday. This will be very exciting for those kids playing at UTAS.
Yeah, with UTAS up and going now, the Raiders playing a lot of games there. Mm. Mark Simmer's done a lot of work in his new role. He's high performance coach on the coast. So it should be. Should be a good day for the boys, and obviously playing on a first-class ground, big BBL and one-day matches, but Tassie are played there, so yeah, yeah. Be good thrill for the boys, and heading up to have a look, so I look forward to seeing how the boys go.
So that's Cricket Northwest against Cricket North.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So that one's on Monday at UTAS Parents, 10:30 start there at UTAS. So get the boys there. I'm sure they'll be there nice and early, ready to go. That sounds like a great weekend for those kids. So, all right, we've had, officially we're up to, what, round four, and some teams haven't played a game.
Yeah, it's been a weird start to the season, Darren, hasn't it? But yeah, with the weather the way it is this weekend, let's hope that things have had a change for the better, and you know, we can string some games in. But yeah, it's a bit hard to get a guide on who's going all right and who's going to go all right. So we'll have to just wait and see, and the ladder will take shape in the next 4 to 5 weeks. We'll get a better idea of where sides are at, I think. So full round this week would be a real bonus.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to young Braden DeVries from Ulverston, who's off to play his first senior game for the Raiders this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great effort, and obviously it helps him in his quest to make the under-19 state team as well. So don't know if the Raiders have got a 2-day game.
They're playing 2-day cricket at UTAS.
Yeah, at UTAS.
Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, Saturday, Sunday this week. Okay, so yeah, best of luck to Braden. He's worked pretty hard.
Not sure whether Corley's going to give him the gloves or not, but
I don't think Taylor will give them up in a hurry. So I think he'll just be in the field, but more than likely bat in the top, at the top of the order somewhere, hopefully. So
yeah, well, their opening hasn't been fantastic, hasn't set the world on fire, so he might get a go.
Yeah, he might get a go. They haven't had many good starts yet at the top of the order. So anyway, it'd be a good experience for him and step up in level, obviously, but I'm sure Braden will be able to handle it.
Yeah, well, I know Omani's been getting starts. He's been getting to 20s and so and hasn't gone on.
Yeah, Sam hasn't been far away. I mean, he's probably averaging 20, early 20s, because that's what he keeps getting. So a big score wouldn't be far away from Sam.
You see, he came back to Cricket Northwest to play for Devonport last weekend, and I see he was 10 off 3 and out.
Yeah, it was an
interesting. So he went in and went 6-4 out.
Yeah, it was an interesting over. I was umpiring that game. It was wides, no balls, free hits.
Is that right?
It was about a 10-ball over with Sam facing, and then hit us full toss straight to mid-off to get out. It was a typical Sam O'Money innings.
Yeah, good on you, Sam. All right, mate, anything else about Cricket North West you want to mention?
No, not at the moment, no. Hasn't been much happening, well. Darren. So there's a bit coming up later on in the season, which we'll probably talk about as we go on and during the season. But at the moment, we're just keen on playing some cricket. So as the weather forecasts saying, we'll get some this weekend, so it'll be good.
Yeah, all right, mate. Happy days. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Darren.
All right, Moose Pierce from Cricket North West. This is 7AD.